Hey there, how's it going? This is Frank Dobner, and you're listening to the Mike Kara Radio Show, Eye on the Community, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois.
Welcome back to the Mike Kara Radio Show, Eye on the Community. We definitely have our eye on the community. As always, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois at Shanahan's Irish Food and Spirits of Woodridge, 1999 75th Street in Woodridge, Illinois. They've got a lot of fun. They've got karaoke. They've got music. And it's a great place to have a dinner, have a drink. And also, they're going to have Battle of the Bands, and check Shanahan's website. And speaking of bands, we have an awesome band here called the Anatomy Academy of Sound. And guys, we've been talking all about the music, and we will in just a minute. And not that this point necessarily is relevant to, you know, what we're doing, but it's kind of interesting that we understand that some of you guys were actually born in the Ukraine. Is that it? And I don't necessarily think there was influence in your music, but I find that a very interesting, your heritage. And Roman, you were actually born in the Ukraine?
Yes. Well, actually, Vlad and I, we were both born in the former USSR, and I came here with my family, and Yuri, who is actually my brother. I came with my mother and my father back in 91, so I've been here for pretty much my entire life, and Vlad came here a little later. What was it, 98?
Yeah, it was like 12 years ago.
Yeah, about 12 years ago. So, yeah, Vlad and I were both born in the Ukraine, and Yuri and Jason were born in the United States, in Berwyn, actually.
Yeah, but both of their parents, I mean, Jason's parents are both from the former Soviet Union also. So even though he was born here...
Berwyn represent.
Yeah, even though he was born in McNeil Berwyn, Hospital. He was still lives the heritage that we all grew up with.
Oh, okay. Now we have to ask that quick question. As far as like with you know, Ukrainian heritage and growing, do you feel that necessarily is an influence or comes into your music, Vlad? I mean, do you think that aspect necessarily is reflected in your music? Or
I think it's definitely becoming more developed because we are just like any band, we're developing. There's always some sort of growth. And I think as far as we're growing, I think we're going to see that more and more will stand out through the ways we live our lives and
the music we play. Yeah.
And the music we play and the music we play outside of our band and music we listen to and the music we grew up listening to our mothers sing even. Everything will play a role somewhere down the line. And I think it doesn't really portray as of right now at the moment, but I'm positive that it will because everything is getting reflected from the past at what happened.
Oh, okay. Very interesting. And now let's see here. We want to talk about some songs. And now, did we talk about the song Giants? I don't think we did yet. And who came up with that one now?
All right. Giants.
It's you, Jason.
Jason, apparently.
Mostly me. Gosh, it was
it's in the living room again.
It was in the living room again. But it was from a little quote, I guess. It's called, it was something I read, and it stated, on the shoulders of giants, giving a meaning of being pretty much established by people that were greater before, you know, we came along. And so I just based that off, and, you know, it's got a good meaning to it, being... that we are strong, that we are built on people that came before us and that were stronger and that we're like giants.
Oh, fantastic. And now we want to talk a little bit more about the instrumentation. Now, Yuri and Jason, you're both the guitar players.
Yeah.
And now, is one necessarily lead or rhythm, or you take turns? Or?
Well, usually we take turns, but most of the time I would do the solos and stuff because Jason's lead vocalist and... obviously, it's tough to solo and sing. We're not all muse here, so. So, yeah, mostly I do, like, the more melodic solos or the solos, and Jason usually does the more kind of more rhythm, like, simpler guitar riffs.
Yeah.
Oh, and you mentioned, Yuri, that you do the solos. So with original music, it's unique because with, you know, like, you know, Sweet Home Alabama and all these songs, you necessarily have a guide. So when you're creating original music, you're creating a solos and from scratch then.
Yeah, pretty much from scratch. But you're always inspired by someone, you know. I mean, there's plenty of bands that more low-name bands, like I'm just more into the more melodic kind of solo, so like I don't know, kind of like Mute Math. There's other bands out there that I'm very inspired by. Snow Patrol, I'm very inspired with their solos and stuff. So yeah, but it's just so fun coming up with your own solos, your own original music, because nobody else has played that music. It's your own, you know. That's why I love it.
Oh, so Snow Patrol, Yuri, that's one of the new bands then? I haven't heard of that. Those guys are pretty popular then.
Yeah, they're a solid band. They're a good band. But yeah, I I like that band, but you still want to do your own stuff. You know, you don't want to be caught like saying like, oh, Anatomy of Sound, that band sounds like Snow Patrol or Mute Math. You know, you want to be Anatomy of Sound. You sound like Anatomy of Sound. There's nobody else like you. And that's what we try to do.
Oh, fantastic. And now let's see here. Another song we want to talk about is Free. Now, who came up with this one? Or?
Oh, that was definitely Yuri.
Yeah. Okay, Yuri.
Yeah, this is actually, I came up with this song. One of our first songs ever written, probably like, man, like what was it, like 3 years ago already? I wrote this song actually on the piano, on the keys. And I don't know, it was just a feeling of being free, you know, just like, free from the world, just free, like when you're just the feeling of being free is just amazing. And then I just wanted to, I don't know, I was just like in a really good mood. I don't know what happened that day. And I just started playing this one piano lick. And then I'm like, you know what, let's just sing about being free and just living life.
Oh, fantastic. So yes, we're mentioning here that all you guys then are songwriters. So while Jason, you're the lead vocalist, then everyone is contributing then to their, you know, to your vocals. But then you could look at something that Yuri wrote and then put your own spin on it and put your own passion into it then.
Yeah, that's right. Most of the time, you know, all our influences, individual influences, play a big role when we write music. Especially like, say, Vlad's influences from Blink 182 and then goes Roman's influences with Red Hot Chili Peppers. Creates a different kind of combination, but it works. It's definitely original to Anatomy of Sound.
Oh, okay. And now we understand that a big song that you have here is Pennsylvania. And we understand that the girls just go wild, apparently, for this song. That, is that true, Roman?
Yeah, it seems like most female crowds go crazy for this one, just because it's a very sweet song. Jason and Yuri wrote it. It was actually interesting how the song came up. We all went to a camp in Pennsylvania about a few years ago, and then all of a sudden, me and Vlad are just like, Jason and Yuri, you guys better come up with the song while we're in here. So then Yuri and Jason just disappeared off somewhere into the forest, nowhere to be found, and they come back like a few hours later with this with a theme for Pennsylvania. And that's when, you know, Pennsylvania came up, and you know, it's just a song about love and, you know, missing people you love and things like that. So quite an interesting story behind that song.
Oh, fantastic. And now when you do a concert, then basically then you're doing all these particular songs and then mixing a couple of covers in, Vlad, then you're doing these songs and then covers then when you do a show?
Well, if it's a show that we are, it's a big show and then we have a venue and it's not a festival. If it's our own show, we have a whole lot more our own material than we have on CD. We always like to surprise the crowd with new songs that we have. We have a lot of new songs that our fans and new people that want to come out and hear the stuff that we have on the CD, but they enjoy coming out to hear us again just for the fact that we have songs that are not recorded, and they fall in love with those songs and they inspire us to continue and keep growing and to go back and record again. So whenever it's our own show, we usually have a really good set of our own material, which is not even covered on CD, which we have and within our possession also to play. But when we do festivals, as in town festivals and different kind of like outdoorsy events, we end up doing a cover just so we can get everybody clapping and singing along, because everybody knows the song. But if it's our own show, we have a lot more material to cover than the tracks on the CD, and the crowd always enjoys to hear those new songs.
Oh, okay, guys. You know what? We're going to take a quick break, and we will be back for our final segment. You are listening to the Mike Kira Radio Show. I on the Community, broadcasting from good old Shanahan's Irish Food and Spirits, 199 West 75th Street, and they've got a lot of fun, and we always have a good time at Shanahan's. My guests today are the band Anatomy of Sound, and please stay with us for our last segment of this edition of our program today. I took a